An official of the breakaway Georgian region of Abkhazia said its forces shot down two unmanned Georgian spy planes over the territory today. Tension between Georgia and Russia, which has close ties to Abkhazia, has escalated since a similar incident 2 weeks ago. Dr. Michael Dennison is a lecturer on international security at Leeds University. He says the fact that the Caucasus region is a key transit route for energy supplies to the West is only one factor in the standoff between the two nations.
Georgia carries a pipeline which connects the Caspian Sea to the Mediterranean Sea, the Baku-Tbilisi-Ceyhan oil pipeline. It also carries a gas pipeline which takes gas from the Caspian to the Mediterranean as well, to Turkey. What this means is that the stakes are a little bit higher. Russia is concerned that the Central Asian states, which have been very reliant on Russia for gas and oil exports in the past, might seek new export routes which avoid Russia and avoid Iran as well. And as a consequence, Russia might be cut out of an oil and gas equation. So that's one part of the issue. But I think the second part is a reassertion of Russian influence in this region. Georgia has pursued a very independent, pro-Western foreign policy since 2003, and its application for NATO membership was recently declined by NATO, but nevertheless, the Georgian government wishes to pursue integration with the EU and NATO, and for Russia that's unacceptable along its southern border.